News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
The WSJM News Now at Noon. Brought to you by the Town Crier Wire, which you can download for free at your local news app, available from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney. The proposed Community Engagement and Advisory Committee to draft a plan to turn around Benton Harbor area schools is a step closer to becoming reality. The state proposed the creation of the Autonomous Committee. It would have 6 months to issue recommendations for the district. Last night, the school board signaled initial support. Here's Vice President Joseph Taylor.
So tonight it was just to pass a resolution for the concept. So the board accepts the concept. That's what tonight was about. In 2 weeks, we'll come right back out and probably a special meeting, right? And we'll have a list of, it might not be names on it, but it'll be a list of positions for the advisory board.
Taylor says they're still working out who would be on that committee. Last night's meeting, he said he didn't see the need for clergy to be included. Another question is how many board members would serve. Michigan Deputy Treasurer Joyce Parker told us the goal is to have the committee in place in October and its report out by April.
Whatever the advisory committee recommends would have to be approved by the school board, as well as by the Department of Treasury and the Michigan Department of Education.
She says while the board approved something different from the state's recommendation, she is pleased that they've taken action. More will be known about the committee's membership in a couple of weeks. Now that the Humane Society of Southwestern Michigan has managed to pay off its new shelter, they're going to be celebrating this weekend. Director Jill Svoboda tells us an open house will be held Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. They'll burn the mortgage now that it's paid.
So we're going to burn our mortgage papers and just celebrate. So it's just going to be a fun day of celebrating and reminding people that we're here at the new building, and we're inviting everybody in to come and take a look at all of our animals.
She says the Humane Society paid off $2 million in a little more than a year. All thanks to community support.
Every donation has helped us get to where we are, and the whole community is involved in that. So it's pretty cool to see. We're very excited that we did it in such a short amount of time.
Saturday's open house will start with a brief mortgage burning ceremony. Then everybody can tour the new shelter on M139 and meet the animals. Svoboda says the shelter is full now. There'll be plenty of dogs and cats to check out. Michigan's Chief Justice says it's jarring to see violent paintings on the walls of the Van Buren County Courthouse. Bridget McCormick says it's not her job to tell local leaders how to manage the building. She was at the courthouse last week taking part in an effort to observe and assist judges. One mural at a stairwell shows a bare-breasted woman holding a decapitated head and a spear. Another painting above a judge's bench shows a nude man and a nude woman begging for mercy. Local judges want those paintings covered up or removed, but county commissioners said no. McCormick says the painting with the decapitated head could traumatize a crime victim. Says the old paintings, which date back over a century, might be appropriate for a museum, but look out of place in a courthouse. Berrien Hills Golf Club in Benton Harbor is closing at the end of the current playing season after 95 years. Golf Club making the announcement Tuesday afternoon, saying it's no longer viable to run the property as a golf course. It'll remain open to the public until the end of this season, as long as weather permits the ability to play. Berrien Hills manager David Vonk and owner Chris Nusser say they're looking at potential buyers for the property, but nothing is set yet. They don't believe any potential buyers will continue to run it as a golf course. They hope the property's next use will be much more beneficial to the community. The physical auction of the club's equipment will be held October 26th. Berrien Hills has been at its current location since 1924. It was private up until 2005. Anybody wishing to play before the end of the year? Operating hours are 8 a.m. to dusk, 7 days a week. A shooting is under investigation in Benton Harbor. Our partners at WSBT-TV report a 29-year-old man was shot once in the stomach just before 9 p.m. last night in the 900 block of Ogden Avenue, but nobody called police for a little more than an hour. Victim underwent surgery, is expected to fully recover. No word at this point on suspects. Victim did not live at the home, apparently was visiting relatives. WSJM News Time is 1210. Up next, raising money for those in need. So if you were listening to us over the air right now, or even streaming online at Newstalk 94.9 WSJM or WSJM.com, right here is where you would hear a commercial. So, you own a business? Do you run a business? Do you have those decisions available for your business? If so, you could always use a sponsor right here on the WSJM News Now at Noon podcast and over the air. Contact our sales department right now if you're interested. WSJM News Now at Noon continues. The United Way of Southwest Michigan has kicked off its next fundraising campaign. Dozens of United Ways across the state, including the United Way of Southwest Michigan, started that effort Monday to celebrate their local impact and encourage people to get involved. Known as the Unified Kickoff, the effort allows United Ways of all sizes to spotlight their local effects on a statewide stage. Here in Southwest Michigan, the organization says, once again teaming up with Tyler Automotive to provide a car challenge to kick things off. Those who give $156 are automatically entered into a drawing to win a 2-year lease on a subcompact from Tyler Automotive. For every $100, donors will get another entry into the drawing. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says Assistant Attorney General Brian Colajay has quit after admitting to an inappropriate relationship with an accuser in a rape case. She announced his resignation yesterday, said it happened on Friday.
To say that I am horrified, to say that I'm disgusted, it's really an understatement.
He prosecuted the case of former Central Michigan University student government president Ian Elliott, who was accused of rape and pleaded guilty. He admitted to the relationship with one of those who made the accusations. He's a former prosecuting attorney in Macomb County, was hired by former Attorney General Bill Schuette. Governor Whitmer and legislative leaders may have put off finding a solution to fixing Michigan's roads, but at least they've avoided a state government shutdown. That's the thought of Rich Studley, who heads up the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Studley tells us even though the state's leaders haven't come up with the $2.5 billion needed for the roads, they still can once the budget is in place.
From the Michigan Chamber's perspective, we're glad that the governor and the four legislative leaders were the adults in the room. There's no good reason why a budget can't be in place by October 1st. After October 1st, the roads won't fix themselves. So we'll be encouraging the governor and legislative leaders to go back to work on a long-term road funding plan.
Studley says it was important for them to beat the October 1st deadline for the budget, even without the road money. So-called red flag legislation is not yet dead in Lansing, according to the Oakland County sponsor, trying to mold the proposal to suit the needs of the Republican committee chairman.
The House Judiciary Republican chairperson said he doesn't have the votes on his committee for the red flag legislation that would give the authorities the right to take temporarily guns away from people who should not have them. Now comes the Democratic sponsor, Representative Robert Wittenberg, saying he's talking to the chair, trying to work out their differences to get this bill moving.
I wouldn't say it's on life support. I would say we're having conversations. We're going to continue discussing the legislation, and at this point he didn't say it was dead, so I'm very hopeful that we can actually get something accomplished.
The chairman has not promised a hearing, but Mr. Wittenberg is working to get one. From the state capitol, Tim Skubik, the Michigan News Network.
Man charged with murder in a 2018 shooting outside of a Cass County bar, pleading guilty. Prosecutor's office says Rolandus Russell entered the guilty plea to a charge of second-degree murder yesterday. He had admitted to leaving the Beeson Street bar early in the morning of July 29, 2018, getting a loaded AK-47 out of his SUV. He then fired 13 shots at a man with whom he'd been arguing. Didn't hit him. But doing so, he inadvertently shot and killed Fabian Wiesoff, who'd been standing nearby. The plea entered by Russell means the dismissal of a first-degree murder count, as well as charges of assault with intent to murder, carrying a weapon with unlawful intent, possession of a loaded firearm in a motor vehicle, and 4 felony firearm charges. He'll be sentenced to at least 43 years in prison on October 25th. Warning labels aimed at pregnant women and nursing mothers would be added to marijuana sold in retail locations under bills overwhelmingly approved by the state House. Republican Representative Tom Albert is the main sponsor.
It's an unfortunate trend. A lot of women are continuing to use marijuana while they're pregnant. It's just pretty shocking that someone would make that choice. We want to make sure that they have the right information.
Yeah, bill now before the state Senate. The Tigers are home against the Yankees tonight at 6:40 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and Cozy FM. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.